Good afternoon, Daniel.
It's been a while since we've spoken, but Easter less than one sleep away and Explore Bendigo, well, it gets underway tomorrow. How have ticket sales actually gone?
Yeah.
And maybe just some of the events that are around Central Victoria.
Yes, I think, as we've already discussed before, people are so keen to get out and about, aren't they? So at this stage, many of our activities are booked out.
Right.
However, there's still some availability at the book fair, the Rotary Art Show, the Wood Turners Exhibition, the Rotary Golf Hole-in-One, and some of the activities at the Central Deborah Gold Mine.
Yep.
But then, of course, you know, there's a lot of other ways to enjoy our great city and region, because people can always get to the Mary Quant Exhibition at the Art Gallery, or go out to the Great Stupa, go on our Bendigo Tramways, or go to the Golden Dragon Museum, Joss House Temple, and that's in addition to all our wonderful food offerings in restaurants, etc.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing as well is you could quite easily just enjoy the beautiful weather and obviously go round to all these events, but just take a picnic at Roslyn
yes.
Park or White Hills Park
yes.
or something like that. Just a
yeah,
nice picnic
yeah,
with the family.
Yeah, the Garden of the Future. Mm. Yeah, I think the Garden of the Future out in White Hills would be a terrific place to have a picnic with weather such as this. We've turned it on again, Bendigo, with the autumn weather. I remember so many Easters like this over decades. And, it's always a wonderful time when we have good weather like this, so you can be out and about. Ideal picnic time, Daniel.
And, of course, a great opportunity to go and explore parts of the world. And I understand there's some bit of breaking news. I don't really do the breaking news sound effect, Mayor, but I'm sure... hang on, we'll try something. Is that good enough?
Yep. And so it's only just been announced that there will be an augmented reality Easter egg hunt. Now, this will appeal to people of different ages. And so you just need to go to the App Store and download the free app, which is Bendigo City Easter Egg Hunt. And you can join in the hunt for 10 hidden Easter eggs, virtual this is, across the centre of Bendigo.
Okay.
And I suppose it's a bit like, what was it, Pokemon?
Yeah.
So you get to see landmarks to find your virtual eggs. You don't have to go inside, but they'll be around walking distance of each other and outside, and all within the CBD. So whether it's the fountain, the visitor centre, the Poppet Head, Chinese gardens, the town hall, you know, there's a range of different places that when we're talking about people being in town and out and about in the lovely weather, this is a wonderful way to have a lot of fun. Often it'll be with the family, with youngsters and that. So you use the map, you find each location, you click on the egg hunt tab to open up your camera, you scan the location to find the hidden egg, and it pops into your basket. It's miraculous, really. But anyway, each location, it's got some interesting facts and photos as well.
Cool.
So there's something in it for different ages. And then once you've collected all 10 eggs, you'll be able to tell how many you got. You then get prompted to go into a drawer, and you could win a wonderful hamper from Uniquely Bendigo, which is worth $350.
Cool.
Apart from having fun, getting out and about, learning about all our wonderful tourism landmarks, there's a potential to win something too. So I think that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
I find it quite exciting. So, you can hop on either our website, our Facebook page, the Easter Festival Facebook page. If you want any more information, there's plenty of information there about that.
I'm sure it'll all be downloaded, and I can just imagine the kids walking around, especially if, as you mentioned there, about Pokemon. I must admit, when that came out, and I was chasing the Pokemon, I kept running into poles, just bang, because I was looking
at the danger of looking at your phone.
Yeah. But no, this will be a whole lot of fun, and these virtual events that come up with all these apps are always wonderful. And $350 hamper, yeah, absolutely a great opportunity to get in there. And as the old cliche goes, Mayor, you've got to be in it to win it.
You've got to be in it to win it. I knew you were going to say that.
The new gastronomy guide has been launched. What's this about?
Yeah, we had a wonderful launch on Monday morning out at Peppergreen Farm. Gee, that was looking fantastic out there. They got produce pumping, and it was, again, another lovely day. So the Bendigo Tourism site has got has an initiative which is linked into our Bendigo Gastronomy .com.au, our webpage. You go on there and you'll find there's the gastronomy guide. Now, that's aimed at linking all sorts of, whether it's food or experiences, beverages. You can actually click on categories of things that you're interested in to do with food and beverages, and then you can create your own food trail. You could put in, if you've come into Bendigo and you want to know what's nearby, you can put in how far away you'd like to travel, maybe what's within 30 minutes distance of where I'm staying, and that will generate a list of all the things that you have an interest in. It's wonderful. So it's started, obviously there's still a lot more businesses will come on board, but there's a heap on there already. And then as well as that, if you click on that the Bendigo Gastronomy page, there's in the menu, you can click on local producers. And there's another guide that's been launched, that we launched on Monday, which is the local produce guide. And that also shows you who's producing what type of things in the region. And so, that's another wonderful thing. And then there'll be hundreds more come on board. We already know there's hundreds of people doing wonderful things out there. But there'll be a lot more coming on as they understand it's free to join and they can promote their business and people can connect up. And if you want to know who's got honey in a particular region or who makes olive oil out there or whatever, you'll be able to locate all of that. So that will show you farm gates sales, it'll show you, businesses, etc. So both of those two together are going to be a fantastic tool for people. And then that means we can use those computers we have in our pockets, which are our phone, when we're out and about or to plan going out and about very easily.
And we can go and chase Pokemon as well. And just finally, Mayor, just a message, I guess, with Easter over the next 3 or 4 days, I guess maybe just a message from you to our guests who have come up to explore Bendigo or maybe visit family over the Easter period, if you wouldn't mind.
Yes, and I'd certainly always be welcoming visitors, and I know we're going to have a lot of visitors over Easter in Bendigo, as we traditionally do, and so that's shaping up to be similar this year, as people, as I've said a couple of times, people are really looking to get out and about. COVID's been the gift that keeps giving, and there's been a bit of anxiety about booking to go further afield, but a lot of people have decided to stay within their state, and so we expect a lot of people to come from Melbourne and other areas of Victoria as well, but fortunately we've got the ability to still move around, so that's why people are taking that opportunity. And the school holidays, of course, also start this week. So some people will be hitting the roads for an extended stay somewhere, and I would just say, if you're travelling, please be safe, please be careful. It's important that you arrive in one piece, and it's important that you take your time. And so, people coming into town, people going out of town, I just hope that everybody travels safely over Easter and has a wonderful time.
Mayor, thank you very much for your time this afternoon, and have yourself a wonderful Easter.
I'm looking forward to it, Daniel. Thanks very much. See you next time.